beautiful. It's really, I love the purity of your voice. I love the clarity. It's hard. I'm with your life experience or your professional work, your problem, every time you come to that angel line, it's probably a very tender thing for you to say. I'm sure you've seen evidence of that many, many times in your work and whatever. So how do you get past that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I get asked to sing at funerals.
Right?
Or did. Nobody asked me. But, I how do I do that and, not have to stop?
I think, for me, when I've sung at funerals and stuff like that, I've just kind of emotionally shut down before I do it. But I don't want to be emotionally shut down.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know how to blend the two.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard. And sometimes you do have to kind of put a little stopper on your emotions, and then just trust what your body and your brain and your soul know what to do, and just be the spokesman of the message, kind of, so to speak. So that's kind of what I try to do. A couple of times I've even had that. I can't even think about anything. I just I'm straight on
autopilot.
Yeah. Snicker bar or whatever
it is.
Yeah,
whatever.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's the I'm just talking to you about some experiences I've had too when I feel that emotion overcoming and sometimes gets in the way of our ability to sing. When you first started, I think that your voice, as I said, is very pure, and I really liked the clarity that you showed, particularly in the latter part of the song. I think you should start it at that level.
Okay.
I think you're a little bit too drawn in, and so what I'm hearing is kind of a whispery kind of thing. I think it would be nice for you just to sing right into it.
Okay.
Can you try that and see how it makes you feel, first of all, too?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll just do this.
Okay.
That's more your true voice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like when you're driving down the road
and you're singing
the
cross
rolled, the car windows rolled up, and,
Right.
Okay, so I think you can do that.
Okay.
The first, and then maybe build on that. I don't know how far you have.
Okay.
How far you can go with increasing the resonance intensity of your voice as you get into that section that I was working with Devin on. But we'll try it, okay?
Yeah.
Let's go on now. So here's the second verse. So it would be kind of a little bit of what I said to him now. You're kind of coming up to a new point of energy here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say those words for me, Stephanie? Those ones coming in.
You have nothing to fear from the journey, though your body is tired and worn.
Okay, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. Can you be a little more demonstrative with it? I'm going to kind of take more of an...
Yeah.
You
have nothing to fear from the journey.
There you go. Keep going.
Though your body is tired and worn. For the Lord will send angels to lift up your arms.
So those first two statements, I like the way you said that. You have nothing to fear. Okay? So this is a firm reassurance.
Okay,
and then the Lord will send angels. That's like a glorious thought. Okay, so you can maybe make that more legato as opposed to the first two.
Okay,
you understand what I'm
yes.
saying? So let's see if you can be a little more firm with those first two lines, and then sing more into the Lord will send angels.
Okay.
We'll start right there.
You have nothing to fear from the journey. Though your body is tired and worn.
So let's try it again one more time.
Okay.
Can you say it this way? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Okay.
Now,
okay.
Give me that much.
Okay.
It takes a little bit of coming out of your shell to do that.
Okay.
Go.
You have nothing to fear from the journey.
So this time put the emphasis on the first syllable rather than
nothing.
Thing.
Okay.
You have nothing, almost like you would say it.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You have nothing to fear from the journey.
Good.
Though your body is tired.
Crescendo through that line. For the Lord will send angels to lift up your arms, and he'll carry the burden you've borne. Okay, so the words become, I think, more import here.
Okay.
Know? So really emphasize what those words are going to, how they're going to affect the people that you're seeing or giving this message to.
Okay.
For the Lord will send angels to lift, right?
Okay.
That's how you would say it. Can you say it that way?
For the Lord will send angels to lift up your arms.
Okay, now here we go.
Okay.
Sing it that way with that kind of gusto.
For the Lord will send angels to lift up your arms, and to carry the burden.
Now continue.
Take his
to finish it out with you.
Okay.
Sing, leave you.
Leave you.
Then the gently
continue. And then, okay.
Yeah, so you got to wait until you're finished with you, okay?
Okay.
That was a really nice growth shaping there, okay?
Okay.
Try again, one more time, same place. Sure you can.
Okay.
And you'll rest right on the page. There, ready, go. You're singing that so much better, in my opinion, than when you sang it the first time.
Okay,
are you willing to accept that?
Oh, heck yeah, I wrote it all down.
Okay, I'm talking more from the psychological standpoint. Just the vocal person.
Right.
You have to accept it within you.
Right.
To make it happen, okay?
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Nice, Stephanie. So pretty. That's a pretty voice. Very good.